and appropriate to wait for the Psycho theme this time of year, I think. And our own Psycho killer, Russ Collins, the man in black today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, it's Halloween, and we've got a few films to celebrate that. And it's, you know, it's been a difficult time in the movie business with all the news coming out about Harvey Weinstein. Again, not a, a terrible surprise because he had a reputation of being quite erratic and difficult to work for.
Yeah, unfortunate all the women that that affected, clearly, and also unfortunate all the people that seem to have knowledge of it and didn't step up and try to do the right thing. You know, that's the biggest, I think, takeaway for me out of this, that this has been going on for a long time. People have been making fun of it in Hollywood. I don't know if you saw the 30 Rock clip. They actually, several years ago, included a clip in 30 Rock intimating that the main female star had rejected all of Harvey Weinstein's sexual advances, well, at least 3 out of 5 of them. You know, so this seems to have been an undercurrent in Hollywood for a while.
Oh, well, it's I think it goes back to the origin of the business. I think it resonates a rather significant and very, very unhappy dynamic in human relationships, unfortunately.
Well, as we've proven as a country, unfortunately, too, I think we're willing to look the other way on some of this stuff. I mean, we literally just elected a man president who openly admitted that he walked into the dressing rooms of his talent shows that he put on while women were getting undressed and had no problem with it. And he did it because he felt he was in a position of power to do so. So there's a dynamic in play in our country. I think this is just indicative of a really bad power situation that men take advantage of, and sometimes women, too, take advantage of all over, not just limited to the movie industry.
Absolutely, and we can only hope that sunlight provides the best kind of disinfectant.
Yeah, maybe this will embolden other people to speak up. Certainly, I hope so.
Absolutely. Well, from that tragic and difficult news, we are happy to say that we are planning the opening date of the State Theater, Friday, December 8th.
Okay. It's on my calendar. I'm putting it down right now.
All right. We've got an escalator that begins installation in just a couple of days. The elevator is well underway. The interior outfitting and decorating of the theaters will begin in just a few days.
I want to see this Matawi tile drinking fountain. I'm excited about that art piece.
It is very cool.
So I'm excited about a lot of it, but that sounds really cool.
Matawi, who has a company called Matawi Tiles in Ann Arbor, created a custom-designed tile and then a surround using that tile around for the drinking fountain, which the State Theater actually never had a drinking fountain, at least not in the mezzanine area.
But now they will.
Absolutely. There's going to be 4 screens, and it has an Art Deco appearance, and the mezzanine lounge, which we're calling the Art Deco Lounge, is essentially a restoration of what it was in the 1940s. The theaters will be new and sparkling, super comfortable, very wonderful.
Well, good on everybody that supported this for helping bring it back to life. And Russ, good on you and your organization for helping make this happen.
Well, it was a community project, and the community support made it happen. Another community event that's going to be kind of fun coming up on the 20th, starting a week from tomorrow, we're running a film called So Be It, which is based on a book by an Ann Arbor native, Sarah Weeks. She's going to be here on Sunday to do a Q&A session after the film. So look out for those screenings. There'll just be a few screenings, you know, the 20th, starting a week from Friday through the following Thursday.
Now, Sarah, the one that we know is cool because you went to school with her?
I did go to school
with
her.
All right, so she's got the cool Russ Collins, I went to school with her endorsement.
Okay. She's an old river rat, just
cool.
Like I am.
Good.
A movie that we played during Cinetopia that I enjoyed tremendously is called 44 Pages, and it's about the creation of Highlights magazine. Now, I think every kid that ever went to the dentist or the doctor or any parent is familiar with Highlights magazine.
Oh my gosh, what was the... Who were the two
Goofus
boys?
And
Goofus
Gallant.
And Gallant, yep. Yes.
And they're still in the magazine. It's a fascinating story about this magazine that was started in the 1940s by a couple. And it continues essentially as a very family-type business. But they really work very hard to stay relevant to children. And it's difficult. But there's a story about the creation of a Highlights app. And it continues to be a successful magazine. it was kind of failing until they came up with a strategy to distribute occasionally the magazine to dentists and physicians' offices, pediatricians particularly.
Well, I can tell you as a father of small children, even today, Goofus and Gallon is definitely still used in my household.
And they answer every letter from a child that they get. It's really a touching story. 44 pages. It opens this Friday tomorrow and plays through next Tuesday. Go check it out. If you haven't seen Victoria and Abdul and Battle of the Sexes, go check them out. As is typical, they don't stay around very long, but they will be around all next week. Victoria and Abdul stars Judi Dench as Queen Victoria, and Ali Fazal, who's a very well-known Bollywood actor from India, plays this Indian individual who gets connected to Judi Dench's Queen Victoria.
Well, anything with Judi Dench,
and it's fun. Owen Gleiberman, another native Ann Arborite, in his review for Variety was quite positive. Battle of the Sexes is Emma Stone as Billie Jean King and Steve Carell as Bobby Riggs. Fascinating.
Always marvel at his ability to transform himself into just about anything.
Emma Stone's great, and Steve Carell is off the charts. Wonderful. He's great. Another film that we're opening up for a short run is called Gook, and it's about two American brothers who are struggling to run a women's shoe store in 1992 Los Angeles. The director, writer, and star of the film is Justin Chan, who's best known for his acting in the Twilight franchise. He played Eric Yorkie. And this is an independent film that he put together to put his artistic self forward, and it's gotten nice reviews.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a little microcosm of that unfortunate story of the L.A. riots, of those business owners banding together to defend their turf, basically, you know, their stores from looters and rioters, chilling pictures I remember of them, seeing them standing on the rooftops, guns in hand, you know, ready to do battle to protect their livelihood and their families and their lives.
Tough time, and a story well told. Gook opens on Friday, or opens tomorrow, and again, plays through next Tuesday. Halloween's coming up. If you've got kids, you've known that for a long time.
Well, and perfect timing. Tomorrow's Friday the 13th.
That's right. And we're going to play Friday the 13th.
What a coincidence.
The 1980s original. Okay. And it stars a very young Kevin Bacon and some other folks that you know. And it's about these young camp counselors going to Camp Crystal Lake, which in the 1950s was visited with a tragedy. All the locals think that it is haunted. And indeed, it is. Uh-huh. Go check it out. It's going to play Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th at 9:30. Other Halloween films that are coming up: Phantom of the Opera. Yep. This is the silent film that will be done with live musical accompaniment. A Halloween Tradition at the Michigan Theater is going to be Wednesday, October 25th at 7:30. Mad Monster Party is a fun kids film with a Halloween theme to it on October 28th. And then the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, I'll have to break out my garter belt and thigh highs.
There you go. And we've got a cast that's going to be there on Saturday, October 28th at 10 o'clock.
I think Matt's head just exploded.
Yeah. and then we're doing a couple of other series that resonate with Hollywood kind of dynamics. Classic Monsters is a series of films that we're doing from the classic Hollywood monster movie canon. And we're going to do The Mummy, which stars Boris Karloff as The Mummy. It's a 1932 Universal picture, a true classic. And that's going to be on the 16th, Monday at 7 o'clock. We've got Wolfman and The Monster Squad coming up as well. And then we're doing a Strange and Stranger series that has The Thing, and that's coming up on Thursday.
I don't know if you know the work today. Todd McFarlane, who's real big into the world of comics and high-end toys, and did a Spawn series. He calls those creep movies because The Thing is a creep. It's like, and the basic premise is it's a normal everyday, everything's normal in the whole world except for this one thing. Yeah, and he loves these types of movies because you can put yourself in that situation. I could be a guy up north getting cold, and you know, with my buddies in a scientific installation. You know, I could believe it to that point, and then this thing comes on. It's like so it's a creep movie.
You. So there you go. The creep movie, The Thing, is playing tonight at 9:30. We've also got The Mist, Poltergeist, and Monster Squad.
All right, what's opening in Hollywood?
Well, the NAACP were not like most lawyers. We only represent innocent people, people accused because of their race. That's our mission.
And that mission being described in the movie Marshall.
about Thurgood Marshall, the first African-American Supreme Court justice, a groundbreaking individual and a tremendously respected person in American
history.
Did
you see the clips, by the way? They did a premiere of that at Compton High School, and really powerful. I mean, you could tell the kids were super moved by it.
Absolutely. This is
awesome.
Reginald Hudlin put this film together. He's the director, and this is an important film on an important subject and well carried off. Good reviews, 85% positive reviews.
Right.
And then The Foreigner, which is a Jackie Chan film.
My sincere condolences. There's nothing I can do.
What if your wife and daughter were killed by a bomb?
So that's Pierce Brosnan trying to pull off an Irish accent, you know. Maybe okay, maybe not. And Jackie Chan doing Jackie Chan, but a couple of aging action stars getting together. What does that sound like?
I know. Yeah, and I actually think Pierce Brosnan is Irish.
Is he Irish?
I think he is. But anyway.
All right. We're going to check into that. Our data research crew on it.
That's right. Jackie Chan plays a humble businessman with a buried past, and he seeks justice when his daughter's killed by an act of terrorism.
Okay.
And there is martial arts by aging Jackie Chan. It looks like a lot of fun. The Foreigner.
Both of them brilliant stars in their own right.
Yeah, absolutely. They're
and
open
then, of course,
right now.
The one that my children have been anticipating for so long.
Look, I know this isn't going to make any sense, but I have already lived through this day twice.
Happy Death Day.
That's right, the Groundhog Day of horror films. It is a much-anticipated film, and lots of folks are lining up to see it.
Russ Collins, thank you so much for being here for this morning for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.